It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. And you are about to enjoy the Tucker's Take segment of our show that is brought to you now by GoPSURV.com.
Yeah, it's my guy Mark. I see you, Mark. I see you, Mark. Mark knows what's up.
That's Ross Tucker. I'm Andy Shea. Bob Flounders is sitting in with us.
You got to do the normal thing where you say, and we get to, for the first time, we get to welcome in Ross Tucker here in quarter number two.
I was about to say, welcome back, Ross. We missed you last week.
I jumped the gun. Sorry.
That's okay. That's all right. You're allowed to.
I got a guy that tweeted me saying he gets mad when I'm not on. So I didn't see his name, but I'm back.
I don't know if
guy
that's
that tweeted me.
Is that a reflection on you and I, Bob, or is that more about Ross?
No,
I've made my peace with it.
It's more about my brilliance than any
and modesty
deficit
and
on
your
you,
modesty.
For you guys.
So let's start. We're really pleased to welcome our newest sponsor, segment sponsor, GoPSURV.com. If you need an RV for the weekend of any Penn State game, these are your guys, right, Ross?
Well, because you want to be able to do single games,
right?
I mean, if the Penn State lot, you have to do the entire season, which is crazy. And even those first come, first serve, it all goes based on how much money you put in the Nittany Lion Club. So it's all like businesses. Look, I get it. Hey, if I was Penn State, I'd probably be the same way. I'm not Penn State. I'm just a dude that wants to go to a game in an RV and drink my face off and have a great time, which you can do at GoPSURV.com. Get there Friday, leave Sunday. It's just minutes from the stadium, and they got shuttles running the whole time, which is even better. I'm also into shuttles.
They'll come pick you up at halftime if you want to.
I love it. I'm into being chauffeured and dropped off. I'm into convenience. I'm into not paying for the whole season when I only want to stay there one night. I love it. I think he's got a gold mine here.
140-inch projection screen if there's football games before you're due to go to the stadium and after you get back from the game. So,
and there's a Saturday breakfast where a lucky group gets to have breakfast made by Blair Thomas. And I hung out with Blair Thomas a couple weeks ago. That guy is awesome. It is very fun, I must say. People know that I grew up a big Penn State fan, and then they didn't want me, and blah, 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 I was a late bloomer, blah, 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 blah. But Blair Thomas is one of my first autographs ever. Like 1987.
There you go.
I got Blair Thomas' autograph, and I was 8 years old. And so a couple weeks ago to have some celebratory drinks with him was fun. That guy's a blast.
So charcoal grills and campfire is also part of the weekend. Go to GoPSURV.com.
I can do a whole segment on this, by the way, if you want me to.
Check out our friend
Mark. Football too?
And what he's got going on. If you have a single game RV needs, this is your
outlet. Just go to GoPSURV.com and check it out. That's the bottom line.
All right, we're going to do Scouting Tommy Stevens in this segment because we wanted to get your take on it, Ross, since you weren't here last week, and do some more in-depth on Tommy as a football player now that he's definitely going to stay in Penn State. But before we get to that, Bob and I talked about it in quarter number one is news. I wanted to get your take on the position switch halfway through spring, pretty quick, I would think, of a true freshman. Yeah, we're talking about a true freshman, Micah Parsons, from middle linebacker to sort of outside linebacker.
Well, definitely an outside linebacker to a will linebacker. Yeah. I saw this on Bob Flounders and Greg Pickle's outstanding videos.
Well, wasn't that,
they
that great?
You do for a great Penn Live.
Do a great.
I mean, I'm not trying to say I told you so, guys, but who was the one that said from the start that I was highly skeptical of how it would work out?
That would be you.
And by the way, I'll just say this too. The issues that made them move him from Mike to Will, some of those same issues are present at Will, right? So I think they did him from Mike to Will because it takes some off his plate. But, I mean, James Franklin said he's having a tough time even getting into a stance. I don't know if you guys saw
comfortable
that.
Stance. A comfortable linebacker stance.
Yeah. I still think, because then you have to ask yourself, well, if he doesn't beat out Cam Brown – to start, is there value in having him as the will linebacker at all?
That's a valid
point. What they would end up doing is they would have a package for him,
right?
Where he comes in on obvious rushing downs and he's the blitzer. Which, by the way, if that happens, the other team will be like, He's blitzing. 11's blitzing. Everybody knows it, right? So you got to be careful about that sometimes too. But if it's an obvious passing down, it's okay. I'm not surprised. I've seen way, way, way too many guys that are hand in the dirt players move back to the second level off the ball, and it just doesn't go well because it's really, really foreign. Even my high school best friend and best man, they tried to do that with him. He was a stud, went to James Madison a full ride. He was the worst linebacker I've ever seen. He was so much better. Anthony Barr, who went from UCLA to the Vikings, he's about the only guy I can think of right now that's really done it very well. We'll see how Micah does it, Will. I'm not all that surprised.
Yeah, and I would just say the other thing is it also speaks to, I think they feel pretty good about Ellis Brooks
right
in the middle because James talked about him last week being ahead.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, and this Tucker's Tape segment is being brought to you by GoPSURV.com. If you want to RV for a Penn State game, check them out.
You
yes,
have
Russ.
To. You
yes,
have to.
You do it.
I mean, unless you give Penn State $1 billion a year and you have that other pass, you absolutely need to check out GoPSURV.com. I wanted to make one point, too, about Ellis Brooks, okay? Bob goes up there. Bob talks to them. Bob has more insight than I do. But the way this usually works is they want to try to get the most talented athletes on the field.
Right.
Okay? So they know what Jan Johnson is, and they know what Jay Cooper is. They know what those guys are. So what they want to find out right now in the spring is what Ellis Brooks is. Because I think that, number one, he could start for 4 years. Number two, they think he probably has more physical ability. So let's put him in there with the ones, sink or swim. Let's see how he handles it, and then we can go from there. That doesn't mean that Ellis Brooks is, like, locked down, okay, the starting job. They're not making that many adjustments. They're not game planning. He's not having to redirect the whole defense as much yet in spring ball halfway through. Halfway through, they're just trying to get everything together. What they usually do is they'll put a guy like Brooks in there because Jan Johnson and Jake Cooper are like I was in the NFL. If you'll be okay if he's starting, but you'd really like better. You know what I mean? Like, in all sincerity, like they're okay if Jan or Jake started, but ideally, they'd like better, and that's where they are. So they're trying to see if Ellis Brooks is better. So I wouldn't put that in pen yet that he's going to be the starter in the opener.
All right, let's move on for the focus of our segment, which is Tommy Stevens saying we want to
go PSURV.com?
Yes.
Okay.
So I have several questions for you in relation to this, and I want you to think back and look at the development of him as a quarterback. But first of all, I want to know how important to Penn State you think him staying is. Like, he's a career backup quarterback, but in your estimation, how important was it since you weren't here last week? And I know you got some thoughts.
It's gigantic. I appreciated the way Tommy went about the process. I appreciated what he said. I didn't think he should leave unless he was guaranteed 2 years to start a quarterback at a Power 5 school that had some pretty good stability and pretty good personnel. He wasn't able to find that. I think what it does is it gives Penn State a top two or three Big Ten starting quarterback for the next 2 years. Because I think Stevens, as a fifth-year senior, will be that. It allows them to have McSorley run a lot again this year, which, you know, if Stevens left, McSorley would not run as much.
Right.
They don't want to throw Clifford in there or whoever. So it allows them to keep the running game dynamic with McSorley running quite a bit because you have a good backup. I'm reading this stuff about Danny Dalton being the starting tight end. I'm just telling you, I would give Stevens some of that role. I'd give Stevens some running back role. And how about this, too? I've mentioned this. I texted Andy Frank, who's the director of personnel at Penn State. I think you know we were college teammates, right? So I know him. I said, have you checked out the Princeton film? Because the last few years, Princeton has used, at times, two and three quarterbacks on the field at the same time. And, like, McSorley would get the ball in the gun. The one running back next to him would be Tommy Stevens.
Right.
And he'd hand it off to Tommy Stevens. So now the offensive line is blocking sweep to the right. Stevens is running hard and can run for yards. Except he can also just stop and throw it to whatever wide receivers to that side or throw it back to McSorley if he wants. Like, Princeton with the guy who's now the head coach at Bryant, James Perry. They did some amazing things. I mean, there's a reason why they averaged like 50 points. I'm not saying this because they were all my alma mater. They averaged like 50 points a game.
They did.
For a few years there. They've had the player of the year in the league the last 2 years. It was quarterbacks. 2 years ago, it was the backup quarterback. Last year, it was a quarterback. I don't know how many of those Ricky Ronnie will incorporate. I think he'd be doing himself and his team a disservice if he didn't incorporate some of them, because nobody else at FBS Power 5 is doing it, mainly because they don't have a guy like Stevens to go with McSorley. They could do some really, really special things. Line them up at tight end, do a tight end screen, or a tight end throwback screen where you actually throw the ball a lateral to him and then he can throw it. They could do some things where it would really, really be special. So you're able to have McSorley run more. 2019, that changes everything for 2019. Right. Everything. And there's a lot of different things you can do with him this year. He might be their best receiving option from the tight end position. He might be their best big back.
In a short down yardage situation.
He might be a pretty good option.
He could score a lot of touchdowns this year as a runner and a receiver, yes. I think.
Hey, that guy, Bob, that I mentioned, I told you the Princeton thing, the backup quarterback that was the Ivy League Player of the Year 2 years ago, John Lovett, I think he had 28 touchdowns. In 10 games. Here's what they did. Here's what they do. Anytime it's short yardage or goal line, and please, I might have to send an email to Franklin and Ronnie. I really hope they do what these other teams do, like the Tebow thing.
I was going to ask you about
short yardage goal line.
I was going to ask you about
that. Put Stevens as the quarterback. Have all other 10 guys block. He takes a hesitation step, lets the blockers get in, and then go. That way there's no penetration. There's nobody cutting it too close off the edge. If I have to watch Penn State get stuffed on third and one 27 more times this year, I'm going to lose my mind. I'm going to lose my mind. I really am.
Is this – and that – when you're saying that, and I agree with you, is that's more a reflection of Stevens than it is of Trace, because Trace doesn't stink – around the goal line either. He's pretty shifty, Trace, and he knows how to get in the end zone.
Honestly, it's a reflection of Moorhead for not incorporating it the last 2 years.
Oh, there you go.
Plus, you want to limit.
Let's rip Moorhead. He's gone.
You limit the wear on Trace a little bit. Take some of the burden off him.
Yes. You don't need Trace to be doing the power runs. Tommy can still throw it, and he can still hand off if you want to have that option. It's gigantic. It really is.
All right, that'll do it for Tucker's Tape, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Your questions, his answers. Ask Ross is next.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSURV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.